Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Chris Sutton. Is it always a foolproof method? Is there always a way where the living and their request and their intent will win out over the spirit on the other side when they go through something like this? Or does the spirit have the right to say, no, I know you want peace. I know you want me out. But I don't want out, and I don't want peace. So you can try and eradicate me all you want with all the salt and all the rituals and all the things you are going to try and do. Screw you, I'm staying. I mean, does it depend on the type of spirit you're dealing with that has a power like that? Or does that exist? Does the living ultimately have the upper hand no matter what?
I think that that power does exist. I have seen it happen where they'll leave when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come back when you're gone. That's why I always teach people how to do this stuff. I don't just do it.
Sure.
I teach them how to do it, and hopefully. But I think, I mean, I've certainly read cases and seen cases and talked to a lot of people where that's happened. Sometimes you got to get a team of things. Sometimes you got to do some sealing work on the outside. But, you know, are there things more powerful than me? You better believe it. I've felt them. I haven't had to go against them, but I felt them. I know they're there. And there are some powerful things in nature, and there's powerful things in spirit. Now, I don't believe in demons, mm-hmm. per se. I believe the words, one is over to use, two, it transfers too much power.
Yeah.
Because people get that image of the pits and, you know, of hell and all that stuff. And so fear takes too much of a reign in that. And so it gives them being more power. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this is strictly opinion based, and I always love to hear everyone's perspective on it from where they're coming from. I guess my question with that would be, because a lot of times you kind of have the ghost family tree, and it's ever expanding. They have more questions than answers, the more people I talk to. But you kind of, on a very base level, you have ghosts of the living who, you know, and you can have every personality type there, from the kind sweetest mm-hmm. person in the world to horrible dictators who murdered millions of people. And they can all be spirits. And that horrible dictator type person could easily come across as a demon because in life they pretty much were a demon, but they were once a living, breathing human being.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have...
They'll say demon. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, demon.
Yeah.
Well, how do I know you're telling me the truth?
Exactly.
You know, because... Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like, I don't think so.
And then a lot of times you'll have people jump in down the road of, and then there's angels of the people who never walked the earth but are there to help.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the demon category where it's they never walked the earth and they're there to destroy and just, you know, cause a headache. With your belief system, and you said you don't like to use the word demon, how does that work with you? What's your thought process there? Are all the spirits, all the things that we're interacting with, on the other side? Were they all once here as people who have passed? Or are there other entities and other things out there that are conscious, that are able to manipulate and communicate, that are something else?
I believe that. I believe that not every spirit you come across is the ghost of a former human being. And just because I've experienced it, I mean, and I usually get it in a way that they're either benign or they're just powerful. They just don't want, they just don't care to, you know, think to mess with things. Or they tend to be somewhat helpful. But these, all these elemental spirits, and, you know, you go back and you look at some of the folklore from Europe and other countries, you talk about the little people, the fae, and all this kind of stuff. These aren't people. And people have been experiencing these types of things for hundreds of thousands of years. And so you have these elementals or these beings that are not human. They're something else. There's some other kind of construct, be it of nature or whatever. I'm not sure. Again, this gets to the point where I don't know exactly what the rules are and how these things, you know, with this, I've encountered them. I was doing and there's this place down in Missouri I went to. It's called Valley Mines. And I had the second oldest house west of the Mississippi. There was a French mining colony town is what it was back in the day. And the house had been built in 1749. And so we'd gone there to do an event and get some people together and go investigate all this stuff. And so we go and we get there, and there's a bunch of cabins across the road. And so we were going to the various cabins, and we were going to do the old house last. And we came across Wainwright's cabin, and it had been built in 1850 or something like that, still there. So we go in there, and I had another team. I have a team. I work with other teams and whatnot. There's less drama that way, but I have found. So we were all in there, and they had a medium with them. And so we're all in there. We went in there too. And every place we'd gone to was very active. Here, all the stuff lit up. You could feel feel the spirits. Walked in this place, everything went dead. And Melissa, the lady knowing Whitey, who's the medium, she looks at me and goes, Chris, I say, yeah. But they don't like you, so they're not going to come out. Now, that does happen occasionally because, like I talked before, about getting spirits to kind of muscling up energy-wise to get the spirit to leave, they can feel that, and they're somewhat timid around me, or they just don't like me because, you know, who's this jerk who thinks he can do stuff like that. So every once in a while, I have to excuse myself and walk out, and then things start working out. So at this place, you know, it's out in this valley. And it's surrounded by trees and things like that. And this little clearing was where the town part was. And I'm looking also, and I see little lights and things like that in the grass. So I thought, it's dew or whatnot, or fireflies, but it's like awfully white to be a firefly. So I went down, so I walked over towards it, and then the lights receded. I said, well, that's odd, because I reached the grass. There was no dew in the grass. It was very dry. And I walked back, and they came back out. They advanced again. So every time I play a little game with them, they go back and forth. You can kind of see these little twinkly lights in the back of the woods, this huge red light. Just, I thought it was taillights of a car, and I thought later there's no road back there. It was what some people call spook lights. But it's these elemental powers at work there, and you can just feel it. It's a different kind of energy altogether. And I said, well, this is kind of cool. And I'd always kind of believed in it, but I'd never really had a really big experience with it. I said, now I'm seeing all this stuff firsthand. And they intermingle well with the native spirits I've found since then. And so I brought everybody out. A couple people looked in and said, wow, that's really cool. I said, yeah, it's kind of mocked. It was cool. I somehow, put my data bank to work on later and went on with the event and ended up the big cabin and whatnot. And that was fun. So then I said, let's try some. I said, I've got everybody in a circle. I got my drum. I always take my drum with me wherever I go. And I sang a couple songs. We talked to the spirits. We directly said, hey, spirits of this land, we know, your grandmas and grandfathers, we thank you for watching us. And we really enjoyed being here, and start just, make it nice to them. That's what you do when you're in somebody else's land. And so we sang a couple more songs, and all of a sudden the trees started swaying when there was no wind. And I thought, good Lord. And you could, and people went to the edge of the trees and stuff, their little things. And the little lights are going off on the K2s and everything. And they got some EVPs of whispering and things like that. And it's like, whoa, that is a power greater than a regular, which we would call ghost. Mm-hmm. So those are the elemental powers at work. And since then, I've had some other experiences with them. It's pretty neat.
When you have to go head to head with something dark that was not human, is it a whole different set of rules for dealing with something like that versus dealing with something that was living, that would understand, you know, basic human to human communication?
I find out they usually understand.
Okay.
Right? That's why, and I've not had a conversation. I cannot say that.
Sure.
But it's more of an energy, like energy to energy. That is like mind to mind. And so, I don't sound like I'm bragging, but I can build my energy up pretty good. And that's what I do when I feel other people are in danger around me. Because I see, if I'm investigating with people or ask people to come out with me, then it's my job to make sure they're safe. And so you feel these, like this dark, I've had it happen before at a couple places where you feel this dark entity come in and it's not human. You can just feel it. It's a whole different feeling. And it's usually they're just curious. But there have been times where it feels threatening. And so I'm like, okay, we're first you get everybody the hell out if you can. But it is a different type of, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still, am I strong enough to keep it from doing whatever it wants to do? And it may just be benign. It just happens to have that bad feeling to it.
Sure.
But it's like, it's a total different, there's not that give and take mentally. It's just, it's feeling to feeling, power to power. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they come in and it's like, okay, I just hope, and they'll keep their distance. And I might say, you know, if somebody's with me, hey, say, be awake over here, get your energy up. And that seems to do the trick. I've never had been attacked frontally or anything like that. I've been grabbed. Mm-hmm. I've had a rock thrown at me a couple times. I've been hit with a pebble once. And it's to me, that's more mischievous, but you can just feel it.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, it's like, okay, just get all your energy up and it'll won't want to come play with you and you stay away from it. And that seems to keep their distance. Now I have talked to other people who've encountered some pretty nasty things. So far I've been lucky not to have gotten in over my head, but I always tell people that could happen because that's, you know, that's what I do. And so I go into these situations and so who knows what could happen sometime. Mm-hmm. But, it's a whole different feeling, Tony. It's, you know, it's one of those things that's hard to explain. It's hard to say, you know, you just know it when you feel it. It's something, it almost has to be experiential. I couldn't put it on a chalkboard. I mean, I could tell you and say, you will feel a strong energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're completely oblivious to that thing, you might not feel it. You might just feel uneasy. You know, sometimes you walk in someplace, you feel uneasy. That could be your response, your body's response to it.
Yeah.
But they generally, if you have, you know, if you're open, that sort of thing, they make a pretty good impression on you in that way. So
let me ask you this. Earlier you had talked about graves being disturbed and then trying to to make peace. When a grave is disturbed, the assumption I think everyone will jump to is, well, it must be the spirit of the person whose grave that is now acting out, that is upset. Is that always the case, though? Is it always that individual whose grave was disturbed that's returning to let you know I'm angry about this? Or is it more something of the area, something of kind of the rules of the game of you don't disturb a grave?
Right.
You know, there's other watchmen out here that are going to let you know on the other side of that wasn't cool what you just did.
Mm-hmm. I think it can be both. I think it's more like what you're saying about something else is there, because I mean, we'd be neck deep in freaking ghosts if everybody was still hanging around or coming back and forth. Now there's a whole different area there of coming back and forth the portals, and that's a whole new ball game there and how that supposedly works. But I think it's just something around that feels that, you know, I think some spirits remain behind to protect areas. I don't know why, but they seem to.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially a lot of the native cases, it's just native spirits around that, you know, or desecrating, but it could be anybody if you intentionally desecrate a grave. I mean, because as human beings, we put so much energy into that, you know, to our loved ones been buried there. So we leave all that energy of you know, this now the body's supposed to be interred and safe and is in God's hands. And somebody comes around with a bulldozer or whatnot and, you know, and roots it up. And so it could get a lot of it gets reactions out of living people that aren't related to those folks. You know, you see all types of I get pretty upset when I find out graves are being desecrated.
Yeah.
And I will let people know that. But I think too, it's just, yeah, I think it's probably more likely it's just the spirit that's around, but I could see it. Because some spirits are tied to this earth. They won't move on, mm-hmm. apparently. And so they're going to, you know, or they're in a, you get, you know, how in life we get fixated about something and just will not let it go,
mm-hmm.
even though you know you should. For some people, it's an ex-wife or an ex-husband or somebody's mother or something, a boss who fired them, or they fixate on that. And usually after time, we say, okay, well, it's nothing to do about now. Let's just move on. Some people don't move on. Their whole lives are, they're dedicated to focusing on this negative effect. And so I imagine the same things happen. Some people, they say that's why spirits remain behind. You know, whether you call it unfinished business or what, if they're so fixated, they won't move on because it's like, okay, this is where my body's at, so I'm going to stay right here. You know, so it's so attached to their body. Mm-hmm. And they don't move on. I mean, theoretically, that's possible. So, you know, but I think it's more likely to be a spirit that's there and like, oh, okay, this isn't a good thing.
Sure.
And they'll start acting up.
So often when individuals in their homes or their property, whatever it may be, have something mm-hmm. unexplained going on, obviously the natural reaction, because it's become a normal thing with popular culture and all of the ghost shows, is now, well, let's call the paranormal investigation team to come on out here and let's have them answer the question or eradicate or whatever their idea is of what they think should be happening to tamper down whatever uncomfortable activity is happening. That's the road that they go to. If you could say one thing to individuals out there who have something going on that may not be, you know, to the level of, you know, we need a full investigation and we need, you know, exorcisms or whatever out there, to calm things down, to make peace. If there is, in fact, something going on at someone's home, would you say that there's sometimes just a very simple answer that you don't need to get a bunch of people involved? If you just followed this simple best practices, here's how you could find peace on your own. What would your message be to that?
You know, first is like, you know, kind of step away from the situation for a second and look over the whole house, what could be causing noises. You know, kind of check that stuff first. People want to just jump to, okay. So like, I knew some people that they, heard scratching and they had a trailer head scratching and stuff like that and thought demons were trying to get in their trailer. Well, you take a look and they had mice or something underneath in the skirting there. They were scratching on that. That's what was causing the noise. Mm-hmm. And so take a look at all that stuff first. Cause you know, like you said, the airwaves are saturated with ghost shows right now on the Travel Channel and some of the other ones. And God, just trotting out show after show. It's incredible. But, you know, everybody jumps to that conclusion. Find out what's, you know, take a good look around your house and see maybe this is making the noise. Try to replicate what you think you're hearing. You know, go through that route first. Make sure it's nothing else. Calm down. Take a step back and take a good look at what is physical that could be causing the issue. Now, a lot of times it's like, okay, it just comes to something as simple as saying, I will come out and I'll tell people, just say hello, good morning to it. You know, if you feel it, by say, hey, good morning, how you doing? Or, you know, thank you for being here. Or if they're being a pill, say, just stop. You take control of your own house and say with conviction, knock it off. I'm trying to do something. You know, it can be that simple. You always start with the kindness first and say, hey, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. You know, what can I do to help you today? Or, you know, or just, oh, you know, or I have to sit you out a little food here every once in a while. And, you know, you might not find the food gone, but the offering itself is very important that you're showing that you respect and courtesy. But you can also, too, like I said, be stern with it. Say, hey, this is my house. You know, maybe you used to live here. I don't know. But, you know, don't mind having you around, but you got to behave, you know, doing this or leave me alone. There's a lot of people who are budding empaths or mediums that get bugged by spirits because they think the spirits think they can talk to them and they can't do it yet. Or maybe never will. They may never want to say yes to that, which I, you know, I certainly understand that. But you have to lay down boundaries like you would with your children or anybody else, any other house guest you have. You know, come in my house and tear up my furniture or move stuff around. No, leave stuff alone. And that can be helpful as well. Or If your house is cluttered, unclutter it. Make a good flow of energy going through your house, and that can make things a lot better. I went to a house one time to help this guy out, and they were hoarders. Nobody had to have bugs, too. I had to call Mrs. Coyote to come down and meet me at the basement with a full set of clothes and get this other stuff into the wash and debug my bags and stuff like that I carry with me. So that's another thing. Just declutter. Make your house a brighter, more wholesome place. Sometimes I've seen a lot of cases where people are in emotional crisis through many different reasons, and the ghosts show up for the show. There are some. There was a ghost like that at my in-laws' house that would show up because they would get in fights and stuff sometimes. They show up for the show. So, you know, live a quieter, calmer life, and so they don't get any feed. You know, they don't either feed off or they enjoy it, whichever, you know. Some spirits seem to enjoy that stuff, and so they'll come hang around. Do things to improve your life that way, and that can also be helpful. Again, you know, if that doesn't work, then you could. I wouldn't call a whole team, and I'd ask one person to come over and say, have them do an evaluation before they come tromping around with all their stuff. But yeah, I mean, and you know, you can light a candle. You know, some people like to pray to the angels. Cool, you know, or ask your spirit guides to come in. Everybody's got spirit guides. To ask your spirit guide, you know, you haven't met them, get to come in and say, hey, you know, please help me, or Angel Uriel, Archangel Uriel, or, you know, whatever your belief is, that's cool. You know, bring that positive energy into your life. And that is also helpful, like, you know, without calling, you know, the Ghostbusters out to come to your house and do all their stuff. So, yeah, there's all sorts of things. But a lot of it's just stand up and say, hey, I'm not putting up with this. And here's some sage, you know, let's, you know, you can smudge your house too. That's, you know, anything to make it more wholesome can be helpful.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Chris Sutton. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program today. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for being a gravekeeper and supporting the Grave Talks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.